早上平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Peace.
姜老师想先来读几处的圣经。
Before we share, let's read several passages of scripture.
翻到以斯拉记第二章。
Ezra chapter 2.
以斯拉记第二章。
Ezra 2.
跳着读。
We will read selected verses.
第一节，第二节。
1 and 2.
巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒从前掳到巴比伦之犹大省的人，现在他们的子孙从被掳到之地回耶路撒冷和犹大，各归本城。
Ezra chapter 2 verse 1. Now these are the people of the province who came up out of the captivity of the exiles, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away to Babylon and returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his city.
他们是同着所罗巴伯、耶稣亚、尼西米、希莱亚、利莱亚、莫迪改、毕山、与斯巴、以哥瓦尼、利宏、巴拿回来的。
These came with Zerubbabel, Joshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Reliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Bana.
那底下就记载有哪些人的，他们的子孙呢？有多少人回到犹大地？重新建造圣殿。
Following this is a record of those people who came back to build a house.
我们读几个地方。
Let's read selectively.
34节。
34.
这里提到耶利哥人。
The men of Jericho.
36节提到祭司。
Verse 36, the priest.
就祭司的子孙。40节。
Descendant of priest.
讲到利未人的子孙。
Verse 40, the Levites, the descendants of them.
那我们知道利未人里面有一些是歌唱的，41节讲到歌唱的他们的子孙。
Out of the Levites, there's in verse 41, the singers.
然后42节讲到守门的他们的子孙。
Verse 42, the sons of the gatekeepers.
那43节在这里提到有一种人叫尼提尼人，那小事说他们是在圣殿里面服役的一般人。
Verse 43, the temple servants or the Nethinim.
等一下再来解释他们到底哪些人。
And we will describe later who they are.
55节又提到一种，就是所罗门的仆人的后裔。
Verse 45 says the sons of Solomon's servants.
58节提到说尼提林和所罗门仆人的后裔共392名。
Verse 58 says all the temple servants and the sons of Solomon's servants were 392.
64节告诉我们说会众共有42,360名。
Verse 64 says, the whole assembly numbered 42,360.
然后后面加上他们的仆人，加上一些歌唱的，还有一些他们所带的一些牲畜。
Besides their male and female servants and their livestock.
好，我们再翻到耶利米书29章。
Let's now turn to Jeremiah 29.
耶利米书二十九章第十节、第十一节、第十节，耶和华如此说：为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩典，使你们忍回此地。
Jeremiah 29:10-11. For thus says the Lord: When 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place.That will conclude our Bible reading. Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you and thank you.
每次来到你会中，我们真是要在你的真实里面来向你敬拜，来向你歌颂。
That each time we come into your house, we worship you in spirit and truth.
因为我们实在是一般蒙恩的儿女，我们能够常常来到主的面前来亲近他，一同来聆听他的话。
Because we are people saved by grace, we can always come before the Lord to listen to your word.
因此早晨我们来求你借着圣灵重新把你曾经说过话再次说在我们心中。
We ask that your Holy Spirit would speak the words as you have already spoken into our hearts this morning.
借着历史所记载的引导我们走该走的道路。
So that we would know how to walk in the right path.
我们感谢你借着历史上你如何带领以色列百姓，我们知道今天你仍然照样带领你的教会。
We thank you and that how you have led the Israelites in history, you would also lead the church today.
不是按着我们光景，而是按着你旨意，按着你丰盛恩典来带领你的儿女一同往前去。
Not according to our current spiritual condition, but according to your vision and your will.
因此在内心里面再次感谢赞美你。
So we want to once againPraise you and thank you.
因为所赐给我们实在是超过我们所求所想的。
That what you have given us is beyond what we can think or imagine.
但是在早晨这一点时间里面，仍然求你的宝血遮盖我们。
In this little span of time, we ask that the blood of Jesus would cover us.
我们在你的宝血护庇底下，一同等候仰望在你面前。
Under the precious blood, we wait for you.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We want to pray this all in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
早晨仍然也继续从以斯拉记来看神恢复的工作。
This morning we want to once again look at how Ezra talks about the Lord's recovery work.
我们上次教到历代志最末了一章，那里记载犹大国神的百姓因着离弃神，神最终把他们交在仇敌巴比伦手中。
Last time we discussed how in the last chapter of the Chronicles, the Lord took the people of Judah captive.
以色列百姓有三次被掳。
They were in captivity in three ways.
最后一次呢，是在西底家做王的时候呢，巴比王攻陷耶路撒冷。
The last wave was when Nebuchadnezzar burned down the city of Jerusalem under King Zedekiah.
拆毁城墙，把圣殿也烧毁掉。
He burned the temples and the fortifications.
把圣殿里面所有器具都被掳到。
And he took all the articles of the house of the Lord to Babylon.
那些神的百姓呢，也被掳，只留下那些最穷的人，在犹大地。
The people were also taken into exile, except for the poorest of the people.
所以第三次被掳呢，是犹大国正式的亡国。
So in the third deportation, that was when Nebuchadnezzar was king.
我们感谢主。在那同时呢，神也借先知耶利米再来预言说。
And then the Lord called Jeremiah to say.
满了七十年的时候，神要刑罚巴比伦王，他兴起波斯古列王。
That after 70 years, that will be an end of Babylonian captivity, and he will stir up the heart of the Persian king.
他下诏容许以色列百姓回到犹大地重新建造圣殿。
Cyrus, king of Persia, would allow the captives to come back.To Jerusalem to build the temple.
我们看见神在那定了七十年，那是一个刑罚的年日，是一个管教的年日。
God marked out 70 years, 70 years of discipline.
当管教日子满了以后呢，神要重新把他们带领回到犹大地，重新建造圣殿。
And once those 70 years are completed, then the people will go back to Jerusalem to build the temple.
所以以斯拉记开头说，在那里就告诉我们。
So when Ezra begins.
他说：“波斯王古列延年，耶和华为要应验借先知，借耶利米口所说话。”
It says in verse 1, Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah,
他激动波斯古列王的心，使他下诏通告全国说。
The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he sent a proclamation.
波斯古列王如说：“耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我。”
Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth.
凡属凡又嘱咐我在犹大地犹大耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。
And he has appointed me to build him a house in Jerusalem in Judah.
那上帝告诉我们说，在你们中间凡做他子民都可以上犹大耶路撒冷。
Whoever there is among you of all his people.Let him go up to Jerusalem and rebuild the house of the Lord.
So we see that when 70 years
That after 70 years has been completed, the Lord did a work of recovery. Not only stirring up the king of Persia, Cyrus,
他在那里激动以色列百姓。
But he also stirred up the people of Israel.
他激动一些以色列百姓，他们起来能够答应这个神的呼召，一同回到犹大地区重新建造圣殿。
To stir up a small group of people who are interested and willing to rebuild the house of the Lord.
所以我们看见这一切的恢复工作都是神自己起头的。
So we know that it's the Lord who took the initiative to begin his revival work.
因为神已经定了一个年日。
Because the Lord has already set a time.
当那年日七十年到的时候，神在那就开始他的工作。
Once the time is fulfilled, the Lord can does his work.
我们知道以斯拉记载两次的归回。
We know that Ezra records two ways of return.
第一次乃是在第二章以斯拉第二章第一章第二章记载，在所罗巴伯底下带领百姓回去。
The first wave of return was under Zerubbabel, and that's in chapters 1 and 2.
第二次在第七章记载文士以斯拉带领一些百姓回去。
And the second time is recorded in chapter 7 under the scribe Ezra.
我们知道这个归回乃是出于神自己已经所定的一个旨意。
We know that this return is set by the Lord himself.
感谢神，神所定的旨意永远是不改变。
That what the Lord has appointed, he will not change.
所以为了应验他借先知所说话，当古列王登基延年的时候，神在那里就开始先启动古列王。
So that according to the prophet's word, 70 years, and then he stirred up the heart of King Cyrus.
从整个圣经里面，不管从新约到旧约到新约，我们看见神在那里一直按着他所定的旨意，一直在做一个恢复的工作。
That according to his appointed purpose, God from beginning to the end of the Bible will do his recovery work.
从起初神创造了人。
Even from the very beginning when God first created human beings.
塑造人是按着神形象样式所造的人。
The human beings were created in the image of God after his likeness.
他们有神权柄，他们有神能力，真代表神来管理全地。
That humans had the authority and dominion given by God.
神也要让他们借着吃生命树上果实，得到神生命，在地上彰显神，来代表神。
And he wanted human beings to eat from the tree of life so that they would have God's life itself and express who he is.
但是我们知道人失败了，犯罪了。
However, man fell. And fell into sin.
但神仍然继续在那里有个恢复的工作。
However, God still has a recovery work.
他先从那个堕落族类当中呼召亚伯拉。
From man's fallen condition, God called Abraham.
带出以色列民族，以色列这个国家。
To bring out the nation that would be Israel.
要他们在地上成为耶和华见证人。
So that they would be witnesses of who God is on the earth.
但从历史上我们看见他们也失败了。
However, from history, we also see that they failed.
感谢神，神在人身上起初那所定的旨意不改变。
However, thank the Lord that whatever the Lord has appointed as his will not change.
来到新约，神的儿子主耶稣基督来到地上。
And as we come to the New Testament, the Lord Jesus came to earth.
成就神救赎的工作。
To complete the Lord's work.
所以在使徒行传一开头时候那里记载。
So the Acts of the Apostles, it starts with
当圣灵降下教会在地上产生的时候
The descent of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church
他借着教会在地上见证神自己
That the church became a witness of who God is
所以我们看见起初教会在地上开始的时候那里有个非常有强有力的一个见证
So when the church started, the spiritual condition was very good and strong
所以使徒行传第二章来告诉我们说当教会开始地上开始的时候，他们在那恒心遵守使徒的教训。
That at the beginning in Acts 2, the church was continually devoted to the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
好，我讲他们就在那边彼此交接，拨饼，祈祷。
To devoted to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
他们在那边同心合意的在殿中，在家中拨饼。
They were continually in one accord in the temple and breaking bread.
他们在那称颂赞美神，他们在那里得到众人的喜欢。
That they were appreciated by the people around them.
所以主也将得救人士天天加给他们。
And so day in and day out, the number was continually added to them.
这是神在他 恢复的工作当中，借教会启示所显出来一个非常美丽荣耀的光景。
And this is the glorious condition that the people were in at the beginning of the church age.
但是我们知道，从教会历史当中，很快的教会又落下去。
However, as the centuries go by, the church declined.
特别到第三、第四世纪的时候，然后一直维持到中古世纪。整个落在黑暗里面。
Especially in the 3rd and 4th century, all the way to the Middle Ages.
直到16世纪，马丁路德起来做一个改教的工作。
The church was in the Dark Ages until Martin Luther at the Protestant Reformation did a work of recovery.
恢复因信称义这个真理。
To recover the truth of justification by faith.
但是我们知道那个恢复也是非常有限的。
But we know that that recovery work was limited.
直到19世纪，神在那里有一个新的恢复，乃是借弟兄会所带进来的。
Until the 19th century, with the Brethren movement, there was another work of recovery.
但是我们看见整个教会也仍然一直在荒凉、冷淡的一个光景当中。
However, the majority church was still in ruins and in decline.
所以我们看整个教会在地上的整个历史，可以说大部分都在荒凉。
So you could say that all of church history is mostly in a position of weak spiritual condition. And it seems like it's marked by small pockets of God's revival work and recovery work. However, at the end, when we get to Revelation, we see a glorious picture. We see the seven churches in Asia and their spiritual condition.
礼拜五现在弟兄姊妹在读启示录，我们看见那是个败落的光景。
That if you look at the seven churches of Asia, they are also in a fallen and weak position.
到个地步，居然撒旦在神的教会当中有了座位。
That even Satan has a seat in the house of God.
所以神才在呼召得胜者。
And thus the Lord called out for overcomers.
感谢神。读到启示末了二十一章的时候
，But when we come to Revelation 21,
在那里神说他是开始，他是阿拉法，他是 Omega。
That the God says that He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
他是初，他是终。
He is the first and He is the last.
在那里看见教会基督羔羊的妻。
And we finally see the descent of the New Jerusalem, the Bride of Christ. And the Church and the Lord Jesus become one in union and enter into glory. That's the completion of the Lord's purpose over time.
虽然在教历史当中，神多多少少做一些恢复的工作。
That although in church history he did pockets of revival work.
在人看好像是没有太大影响力，好像那个结果不是非常好。
In the eyes of man, it might seem not too significant.
但是当读到启示末了之后，我们看见那荣耀光景出现的时候。
But when we get to Revelation, we see a glorious picture.
那就是神恢复工作完成的时候。
The completion of the Lord's work.
所以。起初二十一章那里告诉我们说，在说多成了，我是阿拉法，我是那。
That Revelation 21 says it is done. I'm the Alpha and Omega.
感谢主，这是神最后恢复工作完成的时刻。
That is the completion of the Lord's recovery work through the centuries.
所以我们看见从历史里面一直在看见神仍然一直在做恢复的工作。
And we see through history that God constantly does this recovery work.
最终他的工作必要完成。
And then one day.His recovery work will be completed.
所以当我们读这些历史记载的时候，那我们在末后教会里面产生了极大的盼望。
So as we read through this history, let's at the end times church, we have some hope.
我们不灰心，不丧胆。
We will not give up. We will not lose heart.
神定的旨意，他必要成就。
Because what the Lord has said, He will complete.
不因着人失败软弱。
And He will not allow man's weakness.
从历史里面，我们提到说，神总是在那。也许在少数人当中，仍然在那有点恢复的工作。
You do not allow man's weakness to stop his work. He often works in small remnants of people.
所以我们知道这个恢复是一个过程。
We know that the work of recovery has been done.
等到最后这个恢复达到结束的时候，那就是神成就他恢复的工作。
And we'll see that the Lord will complete his work until the very end.
感谢神，在这个恢复里面，神借着在历史的过程，来让我们看见有些恢复原则是怎么样所带进来的。
So thank the Lord that He gave us pictures of recovery in history so that we can see how it's done.
所以《士拉记》被称为是一本恢复的书。
So the book of Ezra is a book of recovery.
也可以说以色列百姓在旧约最后一段历史。
This comes at the last of Israel's history in the Old Testament.
神如何在他所拣选以色列百姓当中如何做恢复的工作
？That at that moment God did a recovery work among His people.
如何把他们重新带回到犹大地、耶路撒冷，再来重新建造圣殿
？To bring them back to Judah, to Jerusalem, to rebuild the house.
叫神的旨意最终能够成就在他们身上。
So that the Lord's work will be accomplished in their midst.
这个旨意就是说，神要住在他们当中，与他们同在。
And that purpose was that God shall dwell with His people.
神在他们当中有安息。
That God can rest in His people.
他们在那要敬拜、侍奉耶和华神，彰显神的荣耀。
A place where His people can worship and praise the Lord.
所以我们知道，第一次的归回目的呢是要重新建造圣殿。
So importantly, the significance of the first return was to rebuild the house.
为什么需要重建圣殿呢
？Why does God need the house to be rebuilt?
现在圣经里面所表明的意思是什么呢
？What is the meaning of the house of God?
从历代之上那里，大卫说到他儿子所罗门所要建造圣殿是怎样一种圣殿
？At the beginning of 1 Kings.God describes, David describes why he wants to build a house.
他说他儿子所要建造的圣殿必须高大辉煌，使名誉荣耀传遍列国。
To show, to rebuild the house so that it can be great and wonderful.
所罗门也这样说，我所要建造圣殿，定义呢是高大出奇。
And Solomon also says that he wants to have the house be great.
所以基于圣殿呢，是要表明我们的神是一个尊贵荣耀。
To show that the house of God was being great, will show that God Himself is great, greater than all the gods.
他是那个行奇妙作为的神。
He is the wonder-working God. He is on the throne.
好，叫人在那能够敬畏神，在那能够顺服神。
So that people can come and praise and serve this God.
在那里来敬拜他。
And to worship Him.
但是我看见神的百姓失败了。
However, we see his people fail.
殿被毁灭掉了。
The temple was destroyed.
神的名在外邦当中在那受毁谤受羞。
And God's name was scoffed and scorned among the nations.
甚至他们在嘲笑说，你们的神不能拯救你们。
And the Gentiles say, your God can't save you.
你们的神不能胜过我们所拜的那些偶像。
Your God cannot exceed our idols.
现在神要借着把圣殿重新建造起来。
And so now God wants to do a work to rebuild the house.
让神百姓属灵光景再得到恢复。
So that it can revive the spiritual condition of His people.
当这个圣殿重新建造起来的时候，他们要再重新建设他们所信的神，实在是是唯独一的真神。
So that when the people rebuild the house, it can demonstrate to all the world that God is greater than all other gods.
仍然是那至高至圣至大的神。
The great and wonderful and glorious God.
仍然是坐在宝座上管理万物的一切神。
That is the God who sits on the throne and governs all the earth.
这是圣殿当初所要表明的意义。
That is the meaning of the house of God.
一方面，圣殿也是表明神的居所。
Secondly, the temple represents God's authority.
是神安息的所在。
It is where He rests.
圣殿是神百姓敬拜侍奉的一个地方。
It is a place where He is worshipped and praised.
现在圣殿被烧毁，圣殿不再有了。
But now the temple is no more.
神的百姓在巴比伦被掳之地，这一切不再有了。
That at this time the people are now captive in Babylon. The temple is no more.
他们和神的关系似乎慢慢就失去了。
Their connection with God, their relationship with God slowly devolved.
神的同在也不能显明在他们当中。
God's presence cannot be revealed among His people.
那里没有圣殿，他们可以成为一个敬拜侍奉神的一个地方。
Originally, back then, they could have a house where people can come to worship the Lord.
他们生活失去了中心。
Their whole spiritual lives revolved around that.
我们知道，慢慢这个时间拖长之后呢，他们和神的关系就慢慢更疏远了。
But over time in captivity,Their spiritual life evolved.
但是感谢神，神没有忘记他们，没有离弃他们。
But thank the Lord that God never forsake us.
神要借着在他们当中重新建造圣殿。
That He did a work again to rebuild the house.
要把我们带到起初圣殿所显出来该有的光景。
To bring the people back to the original condition when the temple was built the first time.
重新把以色列百姓恢复到那种以神那亲密的关系。
To revive the people so that they can have a good relationship with God.
记得圣殿重建，神要住在他们当中，神要再次找到安息的所在。
And when that is done, God can live in their midst and rest among His people.
他们在那里要成，圣殿要成为他们一个敬拜侍奉的一个地方。
And the temple would once again be a place where people can worship and praise the Lord.
这是圣殿恢复起来所要再次表明的意义。
That is the significance of the rebuilding of the house.
是为了神这个荣耀旨意在他百姓身上所要完成的。
It is for the purpose of accomplishing God's eternal purpose among His people.
神自己发动这个恢复的工作。
And thus He stirred up a revival.
先感动激动波斯王。
First stirred up the Cyrus, king of Persia.
给他们开条可以回去的一个道路。
Opening a way for them to return.
然后他在激动神的百姓也愿意回去重新建造。
And then God stirred up the spirits of the people of Israel so that.
那今天我们来继续看这些被掳归回的人，他们到底是哪些人？他们是怎么样光景
？So today we'll look at what is the situation of the people who returned.
我们知道。那你告诉我们说，被掳归回的有42,360个人。
We know that the number of exiles is 42,360.
我想这是极其少数的人。
This is a small group of people.
我们知道在创世纪记载雅各下埃及的时候，不过是带了70个人下埃及。
That what we know that from history, when Jacob went to Egypt, there were 70 people.
啊，经过400年以后呢，出埃及的时候超过200个人。
200万, 200万人 Okay, so they came out of when the Israelites left Egypt that there were 2 million people.
那我们知道，百姓被掳到巴比伦，我想可能也是几千个，甚至几万个人。
And likewise, that seems to be also the number of the people who are taken captive to Babylon.
啊，经过70年以后，我想那个所出来人数恐怕几百万人。
And likewise, over 70 years in Babylon, there are also millions of people there.
但是在这里告诉我们说，只有42,360个人而已。
However, the people who returned are only 42,360.
所以很显然是极其少数的人。
This is a small number of people.
感谢神，这一些人，神把他们人数，把他们家族是哪个家族人，把它记录下来。
But God here recorded the number of each person and their household.
这些人可以说是神所纪念的人。
These are those who are remembered by the Lord.
但是所以蒙到神的纪念，不是因为他们光景比其他百姓好。
How they entered into the memory of the Lord is not because that they are better than other people.
可能他们也是非常软弱，是不完全的人。
They could be very weak or incomplete.
我们读到第五章，他们因着仇敌拦阻，他们就停工，不再建造了。
That we read in chapter 5, when they faced adversaries, they decided to stop working on the temple.
一停就停了15-16年。
And when they stopped for 5-6 years.
到后面我们看见他们在那里又与外邦人结婚。
And we also saw how they intermarried with the Gentiles.
行耶和华憎恶的事情。
That this is something that is not right inside God.
是，就的使命光景来说，他们不见得比其他没有回去的好多少。
So in terms of spiritual condition, they might not necessarily be better than those who stayed in Babylon.
但是当神激动他们的时候，他们有一颗顺服的心。
But when they were stirred by God in their spirits, they had a willing heart.
他们看见神在那有心意。
They saw the Lord's purpose and His will.
就是要让他们重新把圣殿重新建造起来。
To rebuild the house of God.
他们答应这个呼召。
And they accepted that calling.
他们就回去了。
And returned.
所以神就把他们的家族人数多少把它记录下来。
And that is why God recorded every single person's number.
感谢主，这是神的纪念。
That is remembered by God.
我们在马拉基书第三章那里告诉我们说，耶和华那里有一本纪念册。
We know in Malachi 3 that before the Lord there is written a book of remembrance.
记录那些敬畏耶和华，常常谈论耶和华，思念他名的人。
To remember those who fear the Lord and speak to each other about the Lord.
神说，当所定的日子的时候，这些人要属他，并且是特特的要归给他。
So that on the latter day, that these people will be God's treasured possession.
特别归给他，这个用可能换得更好。
that term treasure possession in the ESV is
very important. 圣先不仅是属乎他，是成为他独特的宝贝，特别宝贵一般的。
Group of people remembered by the Lord are His own treasure possessions.
我们知道神所有百姓都是属乎神，都是神宝贵的。
That the people selected by God, these are God's possessions.
都是神所爱的。
They're His treasure, His love.
但似乎好像有一般人在神的心目当中写的更特别宝贝。
Oh, I see. All the people of God are His treasure possessions, but there is a small group of people who respond to His will. They are even more precious.
更能得到神的喜悦。
They can touch God's heart.
就像做父母，他有许多儿女。
Just like a parent may have multiple children,
每个他所生的儿女都是他所爱的。
each of their children, they really love.
但是似乎在儿女当中，有少数的人特别得到父母的喜爱。
But maybe among the children, there's one or two that really touch the parents' heart.
因为他们体贴父母的心，他们顺服父母的心。
Perhaps they know what's on God. Perhaps they know what's on the parents' heart and what's the parents' will.
我们知道在神那里有一本是生命册。
And likewise, before God, there is a book of life.
凡是相信主耶稣基督的人，名字都记在羔羊生命册上。
That all of God's children are recorded in the Lamb's book of life.
但是圣经在这里告诉我们说，神在那里有一本纪念册。
But also before the Lord is written a book of remembrance.
怎样的人才有份于这个纪念册呢？
Now what type of people can be put into this book of remembrance?
就是马拉基所说那些敬畏耶和华的人。
Malachi says that those who fear the Lord.
常常思念他名的人。
Who talk with each other about the Lord.
他们心中所有的所要的就是神的旨意。
All they want in their heart is to have the Lord.
所以这些被掳归回的人，他们就是被记在纪念册上。
So this group of people recorded here in Ezra 2 are in his book of remembrance.
他们体贴体会神的心意。
They touched what's on God's heart.
虽然这是一个不容易一件事情。
It's not an easy thing to return.
虽然他们自己知道他们光景不是那么好。
And they know that they were weak and their spiritual condition was not good.
但是当神在激动他们、感动他们的时候。
But at the moment that the Lord stirred up their heart,
他们愿意起来上耶路撒冷去。
They were willing to rise up to rebuild the house.
他们愿意把殿重新建造起来。
They were willing to rebuild the house.
让神在那里能够重新找到一个安息的所在。
So that God can finally have rest again.
让他们能够成为神在地上的见证人。
And that they can be witnesses of God among His people.
所以在那里，我们看见神在数算这些哪些家属人，那个家属里面到底有多少人。
And so here the Lord records the number of people in each house.
当神在数算这些人的时候。
When the Lord counts these people,
他不是笼统的大概这样数。
He's not counting with rounded numbers, large numbers.
他不是说这个家族有一百个、两百个、一千、两千个人。
He's not saying there's 100 here, 200 there.
他记载来说呢，是说某某人的子孙他有一千两百二十一个人。
So he's recording the sons of so and so, 1,200. These are
这个家族的人的子孙有五百二十一个人。
And or this household has 512 people.
那意思就是说，一个一个数。
That these people are counted in whole numbers.
一个一个都不漏掉。
Not one is missing.
我想四万多个人要一个一个数，也要花很多时间的。
That if you were to count 4,000 or so people one by one, that takes some time.
虽然没有记载每一个人名字，只记载那个好像是可能那个人名就是一个族长或是那个首领。
Although the number does not record every single person by name.
但是感谢主。
They are recorded in God's mind by
heart. 神在数算这些归回的人是一个一个的数。
That the Lord counts one by one the person who cares about it.
虽然人不知道他名字是什么。
Although we might not know what their names are.
但是神知道。
But the Lord knows.
也更多前书那里告诉我们。更多前书。
First Corinthians says.
他说：“若有人爱神，这人是神所知道的。”
That those who love God are fully known by Him.
我们不知道他们的名字是谁。
We don't know these people.
但神知道他们。
But God knows.
神都把他们写在纪念册上。
That these people are all written in the book of remembrance.
我们知道，当尼希米归回的时候。
That when Nehemiah returned.
在尼希米第十章，神也感动尼希米。
That in Nehemiah's time, God also stirred in his heart.
在找出第一次归回的那些家谱。
to find the record of the first of the people who returned in the first wave.
再次记录这些家谱的人数。
To once again record in Nehemiah the list of the first wave.
表明神在那里再次纪念他们。
So meaning that God remembered them again.
我想呢，你是你们第三次归国的时候已经离开第一次大概将近九十年的时间。
That although Nehemiah was part of the third wave that returned, this is around 90 years after the first wave.
神又想起这些人。
God called to mind again the people returned in the first wave.
再次把他的家族人数再记录下来。
To once again list out the number of those who returned.
感谢神，神一直纪念这一帮人。
Thank the Lord that He remembers this group of people.
他们在神面前实在是一般蒙恩的人。
These are people touched by the Lord's grace.
他们之所以能蒙到神的纪念。
Thus they can enter into the remembrance of God.
因为他们体会神的心意。
Because they touch what's on his heart.
他们知道神实在愿意重新回到神百姓当中。
They know that God wants the people to return to the land.
因为若是仍然在被掳之地，圣殿一直不存在。
Because if they have stayed in the land of captivity, then the house cannot be rebuilt.
神好像不能找到一个安息的所在。
Then the Lord will not have rest in the heart.
一方面来说，神仍然与他们同在。
That originally, seriously speaking, the God was always going to be with them.
但是神没有办法借他们来显明神住在他们当中。
But God cannot fully express how He wants to live in His people.
因为他们是都在一个被掳光景里面。
Because they were in a captive situation.
他们落在一个和神好像非常疏远的关系里面。
They were not in a good condition with God.
这不是神起初拣选他们的目的。
That is not the purpose for which he called this people. And now so God started a revival work among the people. That a people were stirred up who are willing to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild. Now let us look at what types of people are part of the return. First is Zerubbabel.
你知道所罗巴伯呢是犹大支派，他是个君王支派。
Zerubbabel was a prince of Judah.
表明他是个做领袖的人。
He is the one in authority.
所以这个所罗巴伯呢是带领百姓一同回到犹大地区。
That Zerubbabel brought the people back in the first wave to Jerusalem.
我们知道犹大国之所以败落，最后会亡国，就是因为这些列王们他们行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情。
We know that Judah fell.Into spiritual decline because their kings were fallen.
他们住在王位，他们没有好好敬畏神，带领以色列百姓来敬畏神。
Those kings did not lead Judah well. They left the Lord and did what was evil in His sight.
反而带领百姓一同在离弃神去拜偶像。
That the rulers of Judah led the people to worship idols.
全国上下都在那边行恶。
And so there was evil all over the land from north to south.
以至于神的审判刑罚临到百姓身上。
And thus God's judgment came upon Judah.
现在神要开始做一个恢复工作，他先得到一个耶罗伯安。
But when God starts his work again, he took Zerubbabel,
得到一个做领袖的人
，a ruler of Judah.
感谢神，神在恢复工作里面总是先要得到一个人。
The principle is that God needs to first obtain a person, a vessel.
若是神没有得到一个人，神就不在那工作。
That if He doesn't obtain a vessel, He will not do His work.
神是一个做工的神。
God is a working God.
但除非他找在地上找到一个人，能够成为一个领袖，带领神百姓一同往前去。
But unless on earth He finds a person that can move His work forward,
我们知道摩西就是个非常好的例子。
Then he will not do his work. We see that Moses is an example.
摩西四十岁的时候，他有一颗心，他以为神是立他为领袖。
That when Moses was 40 years old, he thought that he was chosen to free his people.
那时候以色列百姓已经在埃及做奴隶，已经可以说应该是360年了。
That the people of God were already in Egypt for almost 360 years.
神知道百姓的痛苦。
God knew the pain that the people suffered.
但是神好像在那个时候得不到一个领袖来带领神的百姓出埃及。
But it seems like God did not find a leader who was suitable to bring his people out of Egypt.
是摩西，他以为他是可以做领袖的人。
Moses thought he could be a suitable leader at 40.
那我想那个故事我就不再讲，结果神不使用他。
You know the story.
他 宁愿让神的百姓继续在痛苦四十年。
That God could not have used Moses at 40 years old, and so the people were still in pain at that time.
直到摩西在米甸旷野经过四十年以后，神再重新呼召他。
Until Moses lived another 40 years and staying in the wilderness of Midian.
神在那里得到摩西，所以在那里就有一个恢复的工作。
And then God obtained Moses' heart, laid hold of Moses, and his work can begin.
在那里才能够把以色列百姓带领。
With a suitable vessel, he can then bring the people of God out of Egypt.
所以这个做领袖，这个所罗巴伯他知道。
And thus, this ruler, this prince of Zerubbabel knows.
犹大国之所以败落，就是这些做领袖、这些做君王的败落开始。
The reason why Judah fell is because the rulers of Judah were not good.
所以当神要做一个恢复工作的时候，他愿意出来答应神的呼召。
And so when God wanted to begin his revival work, Zerubbabel, as a ruler, assented.
他带领一般百姓愿意在那里体会、体贴神的心意。
He's willing to lead the people to fulfill God's will.
回去把圣殿重新建造起来。
To rebuild the temple.
第二种人就是祭司。
The next group of people are priests.
祭司是在圣殿中服侍的人。
Priests are those who served in the house.
当他们在巴比伦被掳了光被掳之地的时候，那里没有圣殿，他们可以侍奉。
When the priests were exiled to Babylon, there's no temple to serve.
现在知道神要他们回去重新建造圣殿。
Now God's urging them to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem.
我想这些祭司的后裔，他们应该更有感觉。
It seems like the descendants of these priests now had a greater inspiration.
他们渴望圣殿重新建造起来，他们想到从前他们先祖在圣殿里面侍奉神那种荣耀光景。
Once again, to have a desire for the role that they were given in the past.
他们可以重新回到圣殿里面敬拜侍奉神。
To once again worship God in His temple.
现在他们都在被掳之前，被掳之地，他们不仅不能侍奉神，他们在侍奉那外邦神、外邦王。
The priests in captivity cannot worship God, and they were serving a foreign king.
所以他们里面已经有一个很大的渴慕，说巴不得他们能回去把圣殿重新建造起来。
Thus, there was a deep yearning that was stirring their hearts to rebuild that temple.
他们能够重新在那敬拜侍奉神，那是个非常美丽的光景。
To once again be able to serve God, that would be a glorious condition.
刚才说这一般人对这个建设应该是更有负担、更有感觉的。
And so by being in captivity, the weight, the burden of wanting to serve God grew larger. Because they had an immediate connection with the temple service.
感谢主，在那记载祭司的子孙。
Praise the Lord that here records the sons of the priests.
我们知道在七十年被掳当中，他们没有忘记他们的身份就是侍奉神的一般人。
That thank the Lord that even in captivity over 70 years they did not forget their original role and responsibility.
有时候一个人他知道他的身份是什么，是个祭司身份，但是都是时间拖久的时候，好像把他自己的身份地位都忘掉了。
That maybe at the beginning of the 70 years you might remember what's your role and responsibility, but over time you have forgotten it.
但是感谢神，这些祭司的子孙他们忘记神的起初拣选他们这个支派。作为侍奉神，实在是神特别恩典。
But thank the Lord, at the end of the 7 years, they did not forget their role, and they grew a deeper desire to want to fulfill that role.
因为只有亚伦家的人，他们才能成为祭司，才能进到圣殿，才能侍奉神。
Only the sons of Aaron can be priests who serve God in the temple.
那在这里提到另外一种，就是祭司，第二个立位人。
It also here in this list.Says that there's a group of Levites that
are. 立位人也是在圣殿服侍的一般人。
Levites also serve God.
这提到有歌唱的，有守门的。
Mentions two groups of people, the singers and the gatekeepers.
所以在立位支派里面，当中有一般人他们是做唱歌的人。
That among the Levites are the singers.
但是他们在被掳之地的时候，他们没办法唱歌。
But in captivity, they're not able to sing.
诗篇一百三十七篇，我想那是在被掳当中所写的诗歌。
The Psalm 137 was a psalm that's written in captivity.
那里说到，他说我们曾经坐在巴比伦的河边，在一追想西安的时候就哭了。
It says that by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion.
为什么哭呢？
Why were they crying?
他们说，我们这里把我们的琴挂在那里的柳树上。
It says that they have hung their harps upon the willows.
因为他们在那里没有圣殿，他们没办法再唱歌了。
Because there's no temple, so how could they sing to praise?
并且在那个时候，那些掳掠他们的那些巴比伦人还这么讥笑他们。
At the same time, their enemies and captors made fun of them.
他说，你给我们唱歌，给我们作乐。
They said, why don't you sing us one of the songs of Zion so that we can be happy?
给我们唱一首锡安歌吧。
Sing us a song of Zion.
你看这些原来可以在圣殿里唱歌这些立位的子孙们。
But take a look, what did the singers do?
他们听见这个声见的话的话，他们里面那个已经感觉是何等的悲痛。
When they heard the songs of their tormentors, inside their heart they were deeply grieved.
因为他们知道在这里他们没办法唱歌。
Because they knew they could not sing.
所以他们说，我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？
How can we sing the Lord's songs in captivity?
他们没办法唱。
They are not able to sing.
他们坐在巴比伦河边，在那里想到从前西安的时候，他们就流泪，他们就哭了。
They can only weep by the rivers of Babylon.
那些仇敌还羞辱他们。
Their enemies made fun of them.
要让唱，让叫他们唱歌，让成为他们娱乐。
Yeah, just sing for us so that we can be happy.
他们说我们怎么能唱耶和华的歌呢？
They say they don't sing for them. They only sing the songs of the
willows. 他们是要把他们琴挂在柳树上。
They've already hung their harps on the willows.
用什么唱歌只是为耶和华唱。
That they wanted to sing a song and praise the Lord.
唱歌不是给人听的。
Not for men to hear.
很可惜，今天多少唱歌是为了自己享受。
How much of our praise today is just to fulfill our own happiness?
许多时候是唱歌在表现自己。
Our song singing and praising is just to satisfy ourselves.
教会所有诗歌都是向耶和华唱歌。
But all the songs we sing in the church are directed towards the Lord.
只有他配得我们称颂赞美。
Because he is worthy of praise.
所以这些立位人，这些唱歌的人，他们想到他们要重新回到耶路撒冷，把圣殿建造起来。我想他们心是充满了欢喜快乐。
So you can imagine this group of singers when they were going to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple and sing there again, their heart was full of praise.
重新建造起来的时候，他们就可以再把他们琴拿起来向耶和华唱歌。
That when the temple is rebuilt, they can take down their harps and praise God again.
他们在那里。能够享受神的同在。
They could savor the presence of the Lord.
他们等候那日子快快来到。
They are waiting for that day to be complete.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看所有诗歌，我们若是稍微注意到，所有诗歌都是向着耶和华唱的。
Likewise today, all the praises that we sing are directed towards the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天在各种聚会里面唱诗，都是只有向着耶和华，向着神而去。
That should be true for every meeting that we hold.
只有耶和华配得我们称颂赞美的。
Because only the Lord is worthy of our praise.
感谢主，在归回当中有歌唱的人。
So thank the Lord, among those returned are singers.
也有锁门的人。
And then we have gatekeepers.
所以立位人当中有一般人是。做锁门的工作。
That among the Levites, there's a small group of gatekeepers.
锁圣殿的门。
They look after the doors of the temple.
圣殿之所以慢慢许多罪恶进到圣殿里面。
Why is it that so many sins and abominations entered into the temple?
甚至圣殿里面充满许多偶像。
Why are there idols in the former temple?
就是这些锁门的人失去他该尽的责任。
Because the gatekeepers failed to do their job.
让罪恶，让各种不该有光景进到圣殿里面。
To allow the sins and unclean things to enter into the temple.
玷污了圣殿。
To defile the temple.
也是到个地步，神离开了圣殿。
To a point where even the Lord himself left the temple. That's what Ezekiel told us. That when the glory of the temple left, it was because of progressive failure. The temple was supposed to be his house, his place. But now it has come to such a place that he was not able to dwell there. But a holy God would have to leave such an unholy situation. That unclean and defiled things have made their way into the temple. Because the gatekeepers did not keep the gates.
神是不得已离开他的圣殿。
He did not want to leave the temple.
也可以说他神是被逼着离开的。
But you could say that he was almost forced out.
所以西贤来告诉我们说，神是一步一步的。
So you could see Ezekiel, and Ezekiel, the glory of the Lord, gradually left
the temple. 他是舍不得离开的。
He didn't want to leave.
但是他又不得不离开。
But he could not but leave.
因为那已经不合适合神住在那里。
Because it was not appropriate, suitable for his dwelling.
现在是一般锁门的人，他们要回去。
And now here, a group of gatekeepers want to go back.
从历史里面，他们一定学到教训。
That they have learned their lesson.
这一次回去的时候，跟从前列祖们的心情应该是不一样的。
That when they returned, this group of gatekeepers was unlike those in history.
他们回去要好好守住圣殿的门。
They wanted to keep the gates of the temple.
不容许那些不该有光景进到圣殿。
To not allow what's unsuitable into the house of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天同样的地上的教会也是一样的。
Likewise in the church today.
教会慢慢光景败落下去呢
Why is it that the church is in such a fallen condition?
就是锁门了，没有好好进他的子民
It's because the gatekeepers today are not keeping the gates.
许多世界东西慢慢就跑到教会里面
The things of the world have been trickling into the church.
正如起初教会说，那些异端、那些哲学、那些理学都进到教会里面
That the world's philosophies and rationalism and sciences have been coming into the church.
同样这些东西照样发生在教会。
That's what happens over church history.
今天加上，因为这个时代的关系，进入教会充满更多别的东西。
And now the church of today has seen greater compromise and greater amount of the world.
不是单单传讲神话，然后讲历史、讲科学、讲社会、讲经济。
It's not just talking about the purity of God's word, but we now talk about philosophies, histories, a lot of.
进入了教会。
A lot of human ideas. So that the God Himself cannot be revealed. That when people come, we don't have a reverent heart. Because the church has become gradually united with the world. And so when we come to church, it seems like we are just in the world. There is no distinction. That everything that's humanistic.People oriented are now in the world, in the church.
到什么中秋节啊，什么送中秋饼啊，中元啊，包水饺，不是包那个汤圆。
That now in the church there's lots of celebration of ethnic holidays.
你知道这背后都是跟拜偶像有关系的。
That behind wrapping dumplings there are idols behind.
不是迷信的东西。
That there are folk religions.Superstitions related to it.
但是人好像做得很自然。
But it seems like if we do that in the church, celebrating holidays, it's natural. We don't even have a repulsion about it.
因为神的教会们没有锁住，没有锁紧。
That's because the people have not been keeping the gates.
感谢主，我想这些锁门的回去的时候，他们知道他们应该怎样锁住圣殿的门。
So when the gatekeepers returned to Jerusalem, they learned their lesson to secure the gates.
底下。有三种人特别显得宝贵。
And now we'll come to three groups of people that are also remembered by the Lord.
在这里提到有耶利哥人。
One are the men of Jericho.
提到有一种叫尼提林人。
Second, Nethinim or temple servants.
提到一个所罗门的仆人。
And third, the sons of Solomon's servants.
这些人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
这些人不是以色列百姓，不是神的百姓。
These are not.Part of the Israelites. These are outsiders, Gentiles. We know the people of Jericho. When Israelites entered into Canaan, the first city that they conquered was Jericho. That the Israelites didn't even have to pick up the sword.The city would have already fell down.
耶稣亚丹说，以后若是有人重修耶路撒冷的城立根基的时候
，That Joshua says that cursed be the one that rebuilds the city of Jericho.
他上长子
，That they will be cursed.
他安门的时候，他上幼子
，That if they rebuild the foundation, it will be at the cost of the firstborn son.
耶利哥人代表一般受咒诅的人。
that Jericho represents a cursed people.
既然在归回当中也有这一般人的指示。
However, in the return from captivity, there were the people of Jericho.
感谢神，神是不偏待人的。
Praise the Lord that God is a merciful God.
到新约我们就稍微明白一点。
That when we come to the New Testament, we understand why God did that.
按着肉身来说，我们都是外邦人，我们都是与神无关无分的人。
In terms of the flesh, we used to be apart from the commonwealth of Israel.
我们在地上是没有指望一般人。
We have no hope on this earth.
但是有一天我们相信主耶稣基督，我们进到神的家中。
But one day we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and we are made into the household of God. We are become God's sons and daughters. Not only that, that when the men of Jericho returned, they had a portion in the land. You could say that those of us who are saved by grace, we have touched God's wondrous grace.
在神的百姓当中，有一般人就像耶利哥人，知道自己出生背景是极其败落一般人。
Thank the Lord that among those people who return are people that used to be cursed.
但他们知道神在那里有恢复工作的时候，他们却愿意有份这个恢复的工作。
When God had recovery work, they wanted to be part of it and enter into the Lord's
covenant. 他们愿意和以色列百姓一同归回。
They wanted to inherit along with the people of Judah.
重新建造圣殿
to rebuild the temple.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是也像耶利哥人一样？
Are we not like the men of Jericho?
不仅单单蒙恩典而已。
We are only people saved by grace.
当神在有一个恢复工作的时候，我们是不是愿意在其中有份？
That when God starts to recover work, do we want to be part of it?
我们愿意和更多神的儿女一同走这条归回道。
We all want to be with other brothers and sisters to go on to this way of recovery.
第二种就是尼提丁人。
Second group of people, the Nethinim, the temple servants.
和本小事里面告诉我们说，他们是在圣殿里面服役的人。
These are those who served God in the temple.
这些人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
这些人可能就是耶稣雅记第六章告诉我们那是基片人。
These are likely the Gibeonites recorded in the book of Joshua.
我们知道当以色列百姓进到迦南地要灭绝迦南地的各族的人。
That when Joshua led the people of the Israelites into Canaan to demolish different cities,
这欺骗人呢，假装他们是从远地来的。
The Gibeonites deceived Joshua, pretending to be people from far away.
他们说我们听见耶和华把这块地赐给你们。
We heard that the Lord God has given this land, our land, to.To the people of Israel. And they wanted to make a covenant with the people. And the people did not wait on the Lord and just made a covenant with them. To not harm them. But then, to their surprise, the Gibeonites were Canaanites. However, they have already made a covenant with them not to harm them.
So, Yeshua 就说他们以后就在圣殿里面做一个劈柴挑水的人，在服役。
So Joshua said to them that they will forever serve the house of God, being drawers of water and choppers of wood.
这就是在这里提到尼提丁人。
And this is the Nethinim or temple servants recorded here.
感谢神，这一般尼提丁也是一样，像耶利哥人一样。
Thank the Lord that the Nethinim were.Just like, the men of Jericho.
他们虽然他们是在圣殿里是做苦工的人。
That they were doing hard toil in the house of God.
但是他们还是愿意回去重新建造圣殿。
But they were still willing to go back to rebuild the house.
而且他们在巴比伦过得更好。
Maybe they may have had it better living and staying in Babylon.
不像他们先祖在圣殿里面在那边做苦工。
But if they returned, they would have to toil.Chop wood, draw water in the house of God.
如果他们跟着回去，当圣殿建造起来的时候，他们要重新做那些事情。
That when the temple is rebuilt, they have to do hard work, difficult work.
但是他们还是愿意回去。
Yet they were willing to return.
因为他们觉得在圣殿里面服役比在巴比伦更有意义、更有价值。
Because they saw serving the house of the Lord is greater than serving the king of Babylon.
正如诗篇八十四篇那里告诉我们
Psalm 84
84 诗篇八十四篇那可拉后裔那里有句话说了，他们宁愿在神愿意住一天，甚至在别处住全日。
That Psalm 84 tells us that a day in your courts is better than 1,000 outside.
宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人帐篷里。
I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
我们知道看门工作不是很高级。
We know that it's not fancy to be a gatekeeper.
就像今天在社会上都是有一个大楼啊，干什么啊，也都有一些看门的人。
We know that in large buildings there are door people.
再来看他们工作不是非常好的工作。
That might not be the fanciest job.
但是在这里有一般人，他们说他们宁愿在神殿里面看门。
There's a group of people in Psalm 84. They are willing to.
不愿住在这恶人帐篷，不愿住在这个世界，好像非常舒服，非常好，非常有享受。
They rather keep the door than live in the tents of wickedness, out inside in the world, satisfying themselves.
所以尼提尼人，他们可能有这样的心思。
So that is the heart of the Nethinim.
他们不愿住在。即使住在巴比伦
they do not want to live in Babylon anymore.
而且在他们这个当时所处的环境生活可能会好好很多
their standard of living might have been better in Babylon.
现在都是回去又回到圣殿里面不过是做苦工而已做劳役而已
but if they return they would have to toil in the house of God.
感谢主他们在神的家服役
but thank the Lord that they are willing and they serve God.
他们有奉你神自己的同在
That they had the presence of God while they served. And thus they can enjoy the fullness of God in their service. Okay, third is the sons of Solomon's servants. That Solomon's servants, if we read 1 Kings, these are also Gentiles.
因为当时我们要建造圣殿的时候，他就把那些外邦人来招来，来在那做建造工作。
That in the building of Solomon's temple, Solomon conscripted Gentiles to build the house.
所以现在所罗门的仆人的后裔，他们也要回去。
And so the sons, the descendants of those servants, also wanted to return.
他们想到他们的先祖在那建造所罗门那个圣殿的时候
，They remembered the condition of their ancestors who served.In Solomon's temple.
是不是他们的先祖曾经上告诉他们说，那个现在那个那个当时的那个现那个圣殿是非常荣耀、非常华美的一个圣殿。
The ancestors that built up Solomon's temple, that temple was so glorious and so beautiful.
他们有份那个荣耀建造。
Did they have the same desire, although the current temple is not as beautiful?
现在圣殿重新建造起来。
The temple currently as it's being rebuilt.
他们也像他们先祖一样有奉神的荣耀建造。
They want to have that vision of the glorious temple as they build the current one.
有奉神恢复的工作。
To be part of the Lord's recovery work. Thank the Lord.
这些人，神都把他们的子孙人数记载。
Thank the Lord that these people, the Lord recorded all their names in the household.
神纪念他们。
The Lord remembered them.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
历史一代，神一直在做恢复工作。
Over the generations, thank the Lord that He has been doing a recovery work.
这个恢复工作也可以说是个建造的工作。
You could also say that this recovery work is a rebuilding work.
弟兄们，我们是不是愿意在其中有份
？Do we want to be part of it?
我们是不是愿意神恢复工作在我们身上也能做成
？Do we want the recovery work to also be working in our lives?
虽然我们是有限
，although we may have weaknesses，
就好像我们各方面都不够。
Although we seem to be lacking in so many things spiritually,
正如当初归回这一般百姓一样
But can we be like the remnants that returned?
他们就是有一颗愿意心
All they had was a willing heart.
当神来激动他们的时候，他们就起来回耶路撒冷去
So when their heart, when the Lord stirred in the spirit, they wanted to rise up and go back.
他们愿意在神恢复建造里面有份。
That they wanted a part of the Lord's recovery.
求神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
借着神在神百姓做当中做恢复工作这件事情。
That when the Lord does His recovery work among His people.
重修建造圣殿这件事情。
To rebuild His house.
让我们今天在这个时代当中。
Let us be that in this generation.
我们也能够体会几天神的心意。
That we would fulfill God's heart.
因为这是神所定的旨意。
Because this is an in purpose of God.
神的旨意必要做成他的工作。
And the purpose of God must be fulfilled.
但是神在那里要呼召一般人。
But the Lord needs a group of people
愿意与他同工
who is willing to work with them.
叫神的工作在那里能够被建造起来。
So that the work will be done.
神起初所定的那个旨意能够被恢复起来
so that the purpose that he made would be completed
叫神能够重新回到神的殿神的家
let us return back to the house of God to the temple
神在那里能够找到安息所在
here the Lord will find rest
神要记得他们把神自己彰显出来
and here the Lord will reveal himself
叫神得到荣耀
so that he will obtain glory my sharing ends here
请弟兄们坐下
may the brother pray for us
Father God, we praise you, for you are a faithful God. For the work you have started, we know you will finish. So this morning, we just want to pray for a willing heart. One that will serve according to your call.So that we can be this vessel for your recovery work. And Lord, we just pray this request in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Take a moment to review our bulletin for the week. Let us continue to pray for the brothers and sisters who are